the Mascot Hall of Fame?
Apparently. I'm a huge mascot fan. I had no idea there was a Mascot Hall of Fame. It's in Whiting, Indiana, which is right very near Chicago. It's right across the state line. It's on the south side of Lake Michigan. It's just a matter of miles, like 10 miles from south side of Chicago. And that is where David Raymond, not the Dave Raymond that we know, but David Raymond, who is the original Philly Fanatic from 1978 to 1993. He got this thing started in 2005. It was an online Hall of Fame. They didn't have a location. But a couple years ago, they opened up this building in 2018 in Whiting, Indiana. And you can go up there, and I don't know just how much memorabilia or outfits or mascot uniforms that they have. I don't know if they have a bust or whatever of these mascots, but they have 25 inductees, 8 college, 17 pro. And I really only see one mascot that I can think of that's missing. This is who's in. And of course, still apply the same rule here. If you have to think about it, they're probably not a Hall of Famer.
Right.
The Philly Fanatic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No brainer.
Yeah. Part of the original class of 2005. Also, part of that class was the Phoenix Suns Gorilla. Hilarious.
Yes.
The Famous Chicken.
Absolutely. He's the greatest ever, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Started with the Padres, and then everyone started having Famous Chicken Night before that stopped a few years ago. That was the original class of 2005, the Fanatic Gorilla Chicken. The next year, Aubie the Tiger. Okay, that's the goofy tiger on the sideline. Not a real one, but the guy in the costume.
Auburn?
Yeah, Auburn. Okay. Bucky Badger from Wisconsin. Kind of a creepy-looking creature. Clutch, the Rockets bear. That bear is funny.
Hmm.
He's got funny bits. That is, and you know my rule, to make a good mascot, you got to have a tail, you got to have a snout or a beak, and have funny bits. And if you have that, I think you can be a good mascot. The Jazz Bear, that crazy-looking thing that the yep. Utah Jazz have. KC Wolf with the Chiefs, always riding around the four-wheeler. Funny, hilarious, has a huge snout. Not familiar with this one, but it sounds funny. UD, who is the Blue Hen Chicken of the University of Delaware. A chicken, that sounds funny, just like the Famous Chicken. Let's see, Big Red from Western Kentucky. I've seen that one several times. That's that big furry red blob. You've probably seen him on ESPN promos. He's pretty popular. Brutus, the Buckeye of Ohio State, makes it. The Coyote of the San Antonio Spurs is in, and he should be. That is a funny mascot.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Very much Warner Brothers looking. Always gets a laugh from the kids and simple-minded adults like me. Lil Red, the inflatable mascot for the University of Nebraska. Not the dude who's wearing the suspenders, but I guess the inflatable boy, it says.
Is that the...
That's not like the Husker guy. That's real macho looking.
Right. Is this something that looks more like the Kipps Big Boy?
I think so. Yeah. Just says Lil Red Inflatable Boy. I see him now. Yeah, it looks like a small inflatable suit that someone walks around in. Fernando would be glad to know that Mr. Met is in. The humanoid with baseball head.
Stupid. Genius.
Yes. Oh, this is great, too. The mountain lion of the Denver Nuggets is in. Rocky. That is an actual mountain lion. He's funny. He's got some great bits. The furry purple creature of the Cleveland Indians, Slider.
Not sure I'm familiar.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with
like
him either.
Like an alien type thing.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I should add furry to my list of what makes a good mascot. If you have fur, then you have a chance. The blue tick hound of the University of Tennessee, Smokey, which is really the only live animal that I see on the Mascot Hall of Fame. Or maybe it's the guy that's in the costume. I bet it's the guy that's in the costume. No, they show the picture of the moron dog. So I guess it is just the dog that's in there. Nittany Lion from Penn State is in. Benny the Bull for the Chicago Bulls. He's funny. He's got a funny-looking face. The hawk of the Chicago Blackhawks named Tommy Hawk as a mascot Hall of Famer.
Stupid.
The Lion of the Royals, Slugger, is in. The Indianapolis Colts horse, Blue, is in. I totally agree with that. The Indiana Pacers cat named Boomer is a Hall of Famer.
Okay, Boomer.
So is the Baltimore Oriole, the Oriole Bird. Let me get a look at him and see if he's meets the criteria. Yeah, he's he's funny, very cartoon-like.
See the one that kind of looks like Earl Weaver?
Kind of. He has a
sort of
real bright orange beak. He's got the Oriole calf, and, yeah, looks like a moron bird. And let's see. There's one more. It was a Canadian. Yeah, the Yuppie. The used to be the Expos mascot, and now the Canadiens mascot, a furry orange creature, is in. I don't think we have a Hall of Fame worthy mascot here in Dallas. If we do, Dallas Fort Worth, it would be Captain of the Rangers. I think he's got the best bit.
Come on.
What's wrong with Captain?
He has Buck Showalter's haircut and he's got no good bits.
He runs around with the Lone Star flag after they win a game. That's kind of funny.
Well, that's rare.
I don't know. He's got a snout, he's got a tail.
Yeah.
Better than Rowdy. He's better than. Sorry. Then the green thing.
Boy, thank God Victor Rowdy's green. Not in.
I know.
And he's probably going to get in one day just because of that Cowboys cachet.
I know. I'm waiting for that day, and that's so wrong. To be eligible, you have to be in existence for a minimum of 10 years and also had an impact in their sport and community. And give memorable and groundbreaking performances. That's how you get into the Mascot Hall of Fame. Next time I'm in Chicago, maybe I could take a trip over to Whiting to check it out. All right, 9:48 on the ticket. We'll see what Norm and Donnie are up to next.